Good morning. This is Alex Gibelli, the host of the Podcast, and it is February 1st, 2021, and my God, where the hell did January go? January is a crazy month, obviously, in the world of politics, but I'm going to start steering off away from all that stuff. Not much crazy news, just what's getting done, what's not getting done. Vaccination's starting to go out all over the place, and things are kind of looking positive. Numbers were kind of going down with COVID and deaths and stuff, but still crazy out there and still got to play it safe. I actually went to dinner at Red Lobster with my father last night. He was craving Red Lobster for the first time in a couple years, and you can never go wrong with the Cheddar Bay biscuits. So had a went out to dinner, felt safe. They're actually kind of busy. International Drive, which is, you know, known as Orlando's big touristy spot, was packed, honestly. It was not like pre-COVID packed, but everything's kind of returning to normal, but everyone's wearing masks. People just want to kind of live their lives. So it's kind of crazy, but that was probably the first time I went out in a little while. Actually took the last 3 weeks off from the gym and went back to the gym at 6 a.m. this morning for the first time. I've been working out more at home, actually. I've been cleaning out my home gym and making it really nice and organized to get motivated, and been putting up some posters that have been just sitting on the ground for years to kind of decorate it and get ready for my Gibelli's Gym merch that's coming in. I haven't even gotten it yet. Last year we did a CEO merch line to just, you know, support CEO. It didn't sell as well as I'd liked because we kind of put it out a little late, in my opinion. But people that did get it were very happy, and that's what kind of matters most to me. And we'll have an overstock store to break even at least and get that stuff out there, because I know once people start showing off their merch and tweeting about it, more people will be like, hey, I didn't know that was available. My friend got one. Why don't I? So looking forward to that. You know, this episode, I wanted to talk about my history in retail, but I think I'm going to hold off a week because, you know, the more I pay attention to everything going on in the world, there's just so much I can kind of talk about. And if you guys like hearing my thoughts on just everything going on from a very neutral perspective, running and organizing events and traveling the world and working with all different kinds of companies and listening to feedback from attendees of, you know, all diversities, you know, you just kind of learn to take everything in and form your own opinion and, you know, be supportive of everyone's, whether it's good or bad feedback. You know, all feedback is good feedback, in my opinion. Now, the way people present it is how it turns you off to listening to it and such. But, you know, I've heard it all, and now, you know, just everyone's a little bit more constructive, I think, especially when you start like really getting negative after something and everyone's going to come after you and stuff. So you got to be careful how you say stuff. But for the most part, you know, last week, with the show, I want to start getting more organized. I was talking to a buddy of mine, JT. We went to, you know, Disney last week, and he's like, you know, you need kind of a premise and topics. And so I'm going to slowly work to that, because I'm actually starting to get really comfortable doing this show and talking. And, you know, I'm going to have certain episodes where I have guests on the show to talk about FGC history or, you know, upcoming stuff or what they're doing in the community. And, you know, or, you know, kind of what's going on. So again, please shoot an email to ceogaming@gmail.com. I'm averaging about 100 listeners each week already. So it could only go up. My YouTube was going up, and I've been so sporadic with the YouTube. I have so much stuff to unbox, and, you know, it's just like, I don't want to unbox it because then I don't have more room to, you know, put it all out there and stuff. So, but hopefully getting into that, things are kind of picking up for me planning online events this year. And so I'm going to start diving into, you know, multiple topics, talking about, you know, the world of the news out there. You know, this past week was the whole GameStop, and now everybody's a stock trader on Robinhood because it's free and that craziness. And talking about Frosty Faustings, wonderful. I always joke with the guys. I'm good friends with the guys and run at Hyonas. He actually is the lighting director for Coheed and Cambria, very popular band. And I've been on, I went to one of their tour shows when they came to Orlando, and he was my lighting guy for CEO and doing the lights before we moved to Daytona and had to get a much bigger team to put things together. But he handled the lights and entrances for the Wyndham CEOs. So been a good friend with him. You know, Frosty Faustings started out as an anime event. Then they added all sorts of games to support multiple communities. And that's where I always joked. I'm like, well, CEO Taco is the premier anime event. You guys can be the premier Guilty Gear event, but you're not just anime. But so glad they did that online. I'd been talking to him. He asked me for advice a lot on working with sponsors and, you know, seeing the success of that and people happy. Now, obviously online is still not the best, but they made the right decisions to host games that had great online. I think they had like 400 plus entrance for Guilty Gear Plus R, which added rollback netcode. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't pay attention to fighting games or the netcode, netcode is basically how you connect with people online. And if a game has rollback, it basically, when you input a command, the other end, they're going to get it kind of rollback if there's lag. So they can still put in their normal motions and it's going to come out like normal to them. Now you're going to see some wonky stuff graphically, but it works. It works way better than kind of like the stop and stutter net codes you see with Street Fighter V. And now that some games are hopefully starting to really implement it, it's only good news. Now, 400 plus players, one of the biggest for Guilty Gear Plus R ever. It's free entry, of course, so that's, it doesn't really add an asterisk, but that's still awesome. Like, just to see that many entrants and people happy. And I entered two events. I should have entered more, but I entered Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which was one of my original tournament games. Went 2-2 because whoever seeded it put me in 125th out of 128. So first round, I had to play like a top four seed. And if I could go back playing with everyone else, I should have been like a top 24 seed or so. But went 2-2, like, because what happens is when you seed somebody really low, that's good. You know, you get sent to losers and then you destroy everybody in losers, which my first two matches, I almost felt guilty, you know, because it was probably their first time entering online a big tournament like that. And then Windjammer somehow went 4-2. I've been trying to learn that game. It's like a disc jockey throwing game from Neo Geo days that, you know, thanks to Fightcade, guys, Fightcade is still incredible. All my matches were pretty much lag free. It was great. So Frosty Faustings did a great job with an online event. Very happy for them. And it motivated me. Like, I did a CEO online event last year, but I did, you know, just four games. Want to keep it simple with Florida only, so I don't have to worry about lag because most of the games I used did not have rollback. And now, and seeing the success of that and everyone happy, and people were talking online as if they were at an offline event. And so I see, you know, Conor Baker is going to do a digital festival. I'm going to work on something with my own spin on it. DreamHack, I'm learning a lot from the digital stuff we'll be doing. That's unlike anything you've seen in terms of, you know, an online event. So I can't wait for that to come to fruition, you know, in a few months. And so Frosty Faustings FGC was just a very positive light of a weekend. Them Fighting Herds, the My Little Pony spinoff fighting game. I actually consulted with them the first year they had put out the game, and then I forgot to invoice them because I, you know, it's like, you know, the story mode got delayed and I felt bad, you know, just like sitting there collecting money and stuff. So, but they made an announcement. Then Skullgirls announced a new DLC, downloadable character, Annie, I think her name was. And that's the first time in 6 years they've added a real character update. So that's exciting for the Skullgirls community. And the people, you know, at Autumn Games, they've had their issues with management at the top, but they've fixed things. And great company. They were always supportive of Siotaku, which I would host Skullgirls all the time at. And so in terms of fighting game stuff, you know, Street Fighter did a paywall behind their finals. The first week you have to pay for it to watch the Japanese finals. Which is fine. It's going to be free at some point. And a lot of the content, it doesn't feel the same not having an offline event to watch finals together with everybody and talk about it. Everyone's kind of piecemealing when they watch matches and stuff like that. So I'm okay with that. As soon as it's free, I'll probably watch it. You know, and so that happened. And then Wrestling World, Royal Rumble happened this past weekend. I did watch it by myself with Tifa, my dog, and I enjoyed it. I was so happy for Belair, the female wrestler, to win. You can tell when somebody wins something, and, you know, being in the wrestling world and being behind the scenes and just seeing the passion and the happiness and the tears in her eyes, like, that was just such a great ending to that. And then the male one, Edge won, which, huge fan of Edge, but, you know, that's years in the past. You know, he had his time to shine. He came back with a great entrance last year. One of the best entrances in a while at the Royal Rumble. And then he won with a swerve of everyone thinking Randy Orton was going to cheat him out of it. But, you know, that was fun. And then they did a golf cart spot. And then AEW guys like, hey, we've seen that before. And, you know, but I like their golf cart spot, sorry, because Kevin Owens went straight through the windshield of the thing. But not as meme-worthy as when Matt Hardy and Kenny ran over Sammy Guevara, which was pretty funny. But either way, I think it was a good night for wrestling, the Royal Rumble. You know, I didn't see the Goldberg match. I was actually on the way home from dinner, and they had a Yokozuna documentary afterwards, which, you know, growing up, Yokozuna was one of my favorite bad guys. His storyline with, like, Hulk Hogan body slamming him and Lex Luger, Bret Hart, and then a casket match with Undertaker, where I'll never forget that casket match where it took like Yokozuna and Mr. Fuji with like 20 bad guys to put Undertaker away, and then he like respawned in the sky with lightning. And back then as a child, you're like, oh my gosh, is it real? Like, I was, gosh, I must have been 14, 15, not even like 10, 11 years old when that came out. So that was pretty amazing. So wrestling was good over the weekend. AEW's got a beach break show this week. I'm probably not going to that. I'll probably go when they do the Revolution event. And meet up with everybody there. But otherwise, yeah, the weekend, you know, just did family stuff. Worked on cleaning out my house. I've been organizing and putting boxes in places and just making everything as wide open as possible, especially for my Oculus Quest 2. And then, you know, the big news again, stock market stuff, right? So I never dived into stock market stuff. My family has always been about the long-term game. They've had like financial advisors and stuff, being very business oriented. And I just never got into it until last week, unfortunately. And it wasn't to jump on the GameStop craze. And, you know, I've learned a lot. I really studied up and read everything about stock markets. Shout outs to Eddie for answering all my questions, Gareth and all them in our Facebook group chat. Just talking about how crazy it is, but like, it's one of those things where if you're talking about a crazy stock going out of control, you're already too late. Like, if you didn't jump in before, and so very few people did. And then I remember seeing posts of people, you know, friends on Facebook, like, can't believe my friends made all this money. They didn't tell us about it. I'm like, dude, there's two sides to that. They would have told you, hey, I heard a rumor that Reddit guys in the nerd world are going to go after the stock to get rid of short sellers and teach them a lesson, invest everything you got. And then if that would have failed, they would have been broke and then would have went after their friends. So it's one of those things where you just got to pay attention to yourself, honestly, and keep an eye out and stuff. And so I put in, you know, a little bit of money just in long-term stuff. I bought some Nintendo stocks because I think it's going to go up when, and please don't take any of this as financial advice, just telling you my experiences. And then some AMC while it was down at like $13 a share, and now it's going up. And I needed a new hobby to pay attention to Robinhood and see what's going on. But just to see, you know, with everyone still stuck at home, all of us going after one thing, or the internet talking about stuff. Hey, Nintendo's up $21 right now. Just seeing the craze of that, and, you know, Robinhood then working with the people on Wall Street to cock block people from buying in, and just crazy. Oh my God, just crazy, right? So, you know, seeing that and then kind of learning at dinner, asked my dad all the questions. He's invested in like long-term stock with dividends, which if you put enough money in every few months, they're going to give you like a, you know, $300, $400 payday while your money just sits there and, you know, kind of collects that over time. So you're not just having your money sit in the bank. And I wish I got into all this stuff a lot sooner. You know, one of my close friends, Mike, who works with CEO, bought me one Nintendo stock like 4 years ago. And it's been up since. Like, man, when he bought that for me, I should have started diving in, and rather than buying statues, could have bought some stock and see what have come of it years later. But hindsight is always 20/20. You know, we don't know what's going to happen at any time. But now I'm kind of just investing my money around nothing crazy, nothing I'm afraid to lose. You know, but it'd be nice if I would have hit big, because I really want to buy a house with a backyard for the dog and a bigger game room and a studio room for YouTubing and all that stuff. So that's my kind of goal before I hit 40, which is August 2022. So, yeah, so learned a lot about stocks. You know, I was never one to do a 401k or IRA, you know, being a single guy. I'm just like, you know what, if it's my time to go, I can't take money with me when I die. But now starting to just think about it just in case, right? You should always have your future planned out and stuff. So thinking more positively in that aspect, and just crazy to see your friends that have already been diving into stocks, either make it big or start giving people advice and all that. But just, you know, do the research, understand why the stock market goes up and down, understand why people can all, you know, go after one stock and make it go up, or take all their money out and then make it go down, you know, things like that. So it's all basic big math, a big brain math that you got to think about, but just crazy. And just, it felt nice to learn something new and kind of dive into that and understand it and see where all my friends are at. And it's one of those things where if you don't risk big money, you're not going to make big money. So, but I wouldn't risk anything you can't afford to risk, but, you know, dive into it. Robinhood's free. You know, I don't have a referral link that I remember offhand, but if like you use my account, then I get a free stock or something. And then look, yeah, I'm looking at my Robinhood. Due to ongoing market volatility, opening new positions in certain securities is limited. Tap the button below to see the current list of securities. So yeah, that's yeah, it's gonna be a crazy day. We'll see what happens when it opens up at 9:30 a.m. and stuff. And then crypto, boy, do I regret making fun of crypto all those years. I just be like, man, if I can't take that crypto money right now and go buy groceries with it, why could you know? And like, it's just like the stock market. You buy it through that, and then if you make money, you sell it. Somebody's gonna buy it, and so now that Doge or Doggy stock is, you know, I was doing the research. My friends were telling me like it can never really make real money. It's just a joke. But I'm like, dude, if it happened to crypto a decade ago, you know, look where that's at. You never know, especially with Elon Musk doing stuff. So, and on that kind of front, there's a new app if you're an iOS user called Clubhouse. It's a new social media app. I laughed at it when I first heard about it. It's an invite only. You have to have iPhone, and it's basically a live podcast chat room where these big people that are making money in California and these like investment leaders or in the gaming industry or social media, TikTok, talking about getting your numbers up. You just jump in a podcast or a live chat and there's all these people talking. And you would think there's like 500 people on average in a room. And you're like, man, everyone's going to talk over each other. Like, nope, there's moderators that, you know, give people permission to speak. You can raise your hand, introduce yourself. So kind of dived into that, kind of like listening to podcasts and hearing some good information in the background, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, so that was cool to tune into. I gave a couple invites to my DreamHack buddies that wanted to check it out. And Elon Musk was on there talking to the CEO of Robinhood. And so that was kind of crazy to see him. He was like, talking, he was like, dude, how are you going to cock block all these kids investing now? And just GameStop, my God. You know, they follow me on Twitter. I'm one of the only like 500 people they follow, and they've got like 1.4 million followers. They, randomly followed me after I made some tweets about him years ago, and they put me on their like VIP guest list. So every Christmas I was getting like a $300-$400 like gift basket or gift package. Then they stopped doing that like 2 years ago. I'm like, oh, so I want to like DM like, do you guys still like me? But they still follow me. So maybe their third party social media company is just like, ah, just leave all the people we follow. There's a reason for that. But that was pretty cool. I'm like, man, I should have invested in GameStop. You know, I used to work at them when it was Babbage's, which I'll dive into next week. And I promise next week will be all about the retail jobs and my history in that. So, but again, can't believe it's February already. Now, to talk about CEO and my baby, February 1st is usually when I put out a trailer announcing which games I've been doing that. I did that for the last 2018, 2019. To announce like what official games you can enter, all the extra festivities. And each year we didn't get to announce the wrestling event right when I would launch that registration. That kind of came together like March, April, even though I would know that officially like by January, like with AEW, like we're going to do Fighter Fest in the show. Let's build it up and then officially announce, and I would wait for them. So obviously this year can't announce anything yet. Most likely not doing CEO in June. It's not looking good. Although, you know, I pay attention to the news every day now, sadly, and seeing numbers kind of go down in a way, but not enough. But vaccines are going up, and then, you know, there's variants, just so much to worry about. But everybody's living a life of, you know, wearing masks consistently. I think the CDC just said public transport of any kind, masks are required, which is great. You're hearing a lot less of anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers, unless they're in your like direct community and stuff. So hoping for the best. You know, after Frosty Faustings had a successful thing, I definitely want to do something online and go over that and plan something that's different from just having online tournaments, whether they're good net code or whatever. And rumors on the street is there's a couple of game announcements coming out for this summer that could be a part of that. So I'm looking forward to that. Can't say anymore, but kind of excited for that, you know, to do something. And just seeing that Frosty got some good sponsors, and I talked to him about, gave advice on how to like announce stuff and all that, to see what I can do and do something bigger with bigger merch and more online staffing. And, you know, the issue from a tournament organizer standpoint is you can't really charge people entry fee to do an online tournament. Like, why would I pay money to play games in my, you know, in my bedroom or in my office or whatever? You know, and it was cool though. You know, once I lost in like third strike and Wynn Jarrett was like, oh, I'm done. I literally just stood up, walked 5 feet, laid on the couch, watched TV, right? You can't do that. I joked like after I lost in the chat, the pool chat where everyone was like giving the reports, like, all right, I'm going to go back to my hotel room, guys. It was nice seeing everybody, you know, stuff like that. But the staff did a great job. I learned a lot how to use Discord to your advantage, for managing these tournaments. Some things I'd improve upon that they did. But they did a great job. It was very inspiring to see what the rest of us can do the rest of the year. And I can build off of the CO Online aspect of how I did that and gave people entrances out of their, you know, houses, which is really cool. The Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 4, and I think Marvel, they all did Marvel 3. We did entrances. So Tong and I from Tampa Never Sleeps will talk about what we can do to make it better. And then I'll reach out to the sponsors if they're interested. I know Astro Gaming is such incredible support. If you've been watching my twitch.tv/CEO gaming stream, I got a brand new Brio 4K camera. And end of the day, your camera, the quality only gets better when you have better lighting. So that I've learned a lot on that lighting aspect and putting that all together. So, you know, yeah, so CEO couldn't announce that. I'm praying, hoping I get to do CEO Taku live, whether it's a smaller event, and that's the end of September. But as for end of June, you know, I've already reached out to Daytona and all them. We're playing it by ear, but I tell my guys, if I can't properly plan an event by like February, there's just no way I can successfully do it and be able to pay you to host the event. So they're being very supportive to just wrap around another year when the time comes to legally do it with contracts and stuff. So not looking forward to that, but I got to do what's right for the community. Like, no question, I can't host this safe event, because who's going to travel? Most of the world won't even let people come. And CO is an event that has had people from 40 plus countries come into the country, into the US. So, but you know, like I said, they're light at the end of the tunnel. 2022 is looking good. I was paying attention to some radio station, I forgot what it was called, talking about like the Super Bowl is happening this coming weekend. And I usually just watch it for the commercials, right? But a lot of the big guys like Coke and all them don't want to do a commercial with the sensitivity out there in terms of like COVID going on, and people don't want to like watch these comedic commercials. So we'll see how the commercials do, but not looking good. But I think they're going to have 25,000 fans at the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady, man, my God, I watched a SNL skit, which was, it was like, and does this still work? And it was talking about like politics. And in the end, it was like, Tom Brady is the only thing that still works. He still wins when he needs to win. And then she ended like, so, or did you vote for Trump? He's like, ah, thank you for having me on. And that was Jim from The Office, the actor, which was pretty funny seeing that and stuff. So yeah, Super Bowl's coming up. I hope Tom Brady wins. I just love to see him shit on all the haters, because I'm a fan of dominant teams. And it's pretty much just all him, just so to see him. And I think his 10th Super Bowl. Don't follow sports too much. I'd rather follow esports players, because I can remember the names, but never got into fantasy football with my friends. I was like, get into fantasy. I'm like, why would I bet on stuff I have no control over? Like, is there an app that just sets and forgets it? Which there is, but never got into it. But, you know, some sense of normalcy, you know, if you notice, all these events are happening in Florida. I think WrestleMania at the Tropicana Field outdoors, which was crazy. When you watch the Royal Rumble, their Thunderdome was covered. And I thought it was at the Orlando Arena still, as I still call it, TD Arena, whatever it's called now. And no, it was at the Tropicana Field, which is an outdoor stadium, which used to be called the Citrus Bowl, but it was covered. So when they had the, I think, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns match, they went outside where the golf cart spot happened and stuff. So I was like, wow, this is actually outdoors. So I thought that was cool. So they're probably going to open it up. And WrestleMania has always been so lucky when they do outdoor events. It just doesn't rain. I think the last time I went was the Orlando one, which was outdoors at that same field, which was an awesome experience, except for when the fireworks like shot from top and it like hit a couple people on the ground. Yeah, that happened. I remember seeing them like, dude, was that supposed to go into the crowd like that? It was like a power line that had the fireworks, you know, going down like a streak. So yeah. So this episode, you know, just want to catch up on the news and stuff. Retail, I'll talk about next week. You know, again, happy for Frosty Faustings, guys. Mike, if you're listening to this, good job. I hate giving you credit like you hate giving me credit. And that's the funny part about peers. You know, we'll give credit when credit's due, but we just hate it. We don't hate it, but we're just like, you know, don't never let it live it down. Two more things, actually. People started to receive their CEO merch, so excited for that. I still haven't even got my package with all the stuff to kind of model off myself. But I haven't been to the gym consistently until today for the first time in 3 weeks. But again, been working out of my house way more often, and been redecorating my walls in my gym area to make it kind of feel like a unique space, although it's not much space. It's like 60 square feet, maybe. It's in my master bedroom. But it has everything I need. You know, I have a rower, I have a bike, a sit down bike. I bought a TV there, a Fire TV, to just watch my shows and such. Speaking of which, freaking WandaVision that just basically the first two episodes were like the sitcom, like, oh, come on. People are like, what is this? I'm like, it's a slow roll that Marvel is taking a risk on, and it already paid off. Now the juices are flowing for that show. No spoilers, but they're going back to the kind of House of M comic book potential story. But obviously the MCU always switches things up. Like Endgame, you know, it was in the comic books. It was, geez, what's her name? The daughter, the blue daughter of Thanos, Nebula, is the one who actually gets the glove back and snaps everything back into existence. But obviously Iron Man sacrifices himself in the movies. So we'll see how they switch it up, if Wanda is really crazy and what's going on. But just that show is starting to take hold and people are loving it. We live in a world where every Netflix show comes out all at once, but with Marvel, they're slow rolling it, which I think is smart and intelligent. And I think that's awesome. So that is going to happen. You know, not really much else I've been watching show wise, just the news, paying attention to the stock market and stuff, but you know, hope you guys are doing well, staying safe. It is February already. It's going to be March before you even know it. You know, and just things just get crazier and crazier, but hoping, with everything kind of looking positive long-term, obviously not right away, but hoping things get better so I can start getting back to what I do, as you guys know. And, just, yeah. So if you got into the stock market and stuff, good for you. Happy for you. Give your friends your advice on how you did it and what you were comfortable with. But again, if you start diving into that stuff, just only bet with what, or, you know, put in what you aren't afraid to lose. And then last thing, gaming wise, I played Cyber Shadow, which is basically a homage to Ninja Gaiden and Mega Man. And, it's from the team that made Shovel Knight, Yacht Club Games or Yacht Beach, whatever it's called. Awesome game. I'm actually at the final level, which is hard as shit. My God, it's a lot of triple jumping up. And if you fall off a platform, you go all the way back down. So they went very simple. It wasn't as entertaining as The Messenger was when that came out, they changed the whole genre up. But this went more old school. I've died probably 200 times at this point on my stream. So I'm going to finish that up this week. And then today is the Twitch Rivals for Killer Instinct, which is awesome. I think 7 p.m. Eastern. I got invited on as one of the 32 as a backup. So if somebody doesn't show up, I'll be ready to go. But Maximilian and his huge following has been putting this together with Rick, who works at Twitch, to showcase, you know, the KI community, and a great game with great online net code. I've been playing a lot with my Rash from Battletoads and getting a lot better from people that are pros at it, teaching me and coming into my stream and stuff. So hoping I make it on just to entertain people. I'm always an entertaining fighting game player, win or lose. So we'll see how that goes. So I'll be ready for that if that happens. And then get to see Kenny today. He's going to use my office to film something for VenTV, I believe, a game show he's been on before, which is kind of like a before G4 came back kind of show that's been doing like gaming news with a high quality out of Los Angeles. So see him today, catch up his friends. And then, yeah. So thanks again, as always, listening to the podcast. This was February 1st. Again, I will start learning about how to stay on topic or in order and lay that all out for you. So thank you, as always, for tuning in, guys, and have a wonderful February.